Welcome, tech enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of AI technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the complex world of algorithms, code, and machine learning.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask all the questions you're thinking but might be too shy to ask. Today, we're tackling a topic that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel. How to MLOps.
That's right, Jamie. MLOps, or machine learning operations, for those not in the loop, is like the cooler, smarter cousin of DevOps, but specifically for machine learning systems.
So it's like DevOps went to a coding boot camp and came back knowing how to juggle data and models instead of just software.
Exactly. MLOps combines machine learning, DevOps, and data engineering to make sure ML models aren't just smart in theory, but also work like a charm in real-world applications.
I've always wondered, why do ML models work so well in testing and then suddenly get stage fright in production?
That's a classic issue. Imagine training a model in a perfect, controlled environment, like a greenhouse. But when you move it outside, it faces the real world, changing data, different conditions, and it struggles. MLOps aims to bridge that gap, ensuring models are not just trained well, but also thrive in production.
So it's like preparing your homegrown tomatoes to survive in the wild. Got it. But how do you actually do MLOps?
It all starts with the MLOps lifecycle, which includes collecting and pre-processing data, training models, validating them, and then deploying them for the world to use. Each stage requires careful attention and ideally automation to ensure everything runs smoothly.
Automation sounds like a lifesaver, but I bet it's not as simple as setting up a few scripts and calling it a day, is it?
Not quite. Let's take versioning as an example. Unlike traditional software, where you just have code, in MLOps, you have to version your data, your code, and your models. Tools like DVC for data and MLflow for models help make this manageable.
Wait, so you're telling me I can't just git push my way out of this one?
I wish, Jamie. But no, you need a bit more structure here. And when it comes to automation, orchestrating your training pipelines is key. Kubeflow Pipelines, for instance, lets you define and automate the entire process from data pre-processing to model deployment.
Sounds fancy. But what about when things go sideways? How do you keep an eye on everything?
Great question. Continuous monitoring and observability are crucial. You need to track not just whether your services are up, but also how your models are performing. Are they predicting accurately? Is there data drift? Tools like Prometheus and Grafana are your friends here.
So it's like having a nanny cam on your models to ensure they're behaving.
Exactly. And speaking of behavior, let's not forget the importance of continuous integration and deployment, or CI/CD. This ensures that every change is tested and deployed systematically, reducing the chance of errors.
I'm imagining a conveyor belt of code and data now, with ML models jumping on and off, getting spruced up along the way.
Not a bad analogy, Jamie. And with deployment, there's no one-size-fits-all. You might serve your models via a REST API for real-time predictions or run batch jobs for large datasets. The key is scalability and managing resources efficiently.
Sounds like a balancing act. And after all that, keeping an eye on costs, security, and even the ethical use of AI is still on the table.
Precisely. MLOps isn't just about the tools and technologies. It's about adopting a culture of continuous improvement, collaboration, and responsibility.
Wow, Alex, you've managed to demystify MLOps while making it sound like an epic adventure?
It's all part of the service here at Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. But remember, folks, while MLOps can sound daunting, it's all about making machine learning models more reliable, scalable, and useful in the real world.
And with that, we've come to the end of today's Tech Odyssey. Thanks for joining us, and make sure to subscribe for more deep dives into the world of AI and technology.
Until next time, keep your models learning and your data clean.